Thank you, Mr. Casperson. Greetings, brethren, and happy Sabbath to everyone. Greetings to all our guests. Today's sermonette is entitled Prayer Reminders. Prayer Reminders. Prayer is God's gift and a theme that we see throughout the Bible. We're told to pray without ceasing. In Luke 18 and 1, Jesus said that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. And watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy. You don't have to turn there, but in Psalms 55 and verses 17, David wrote, "Evening and morning and noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." You know, David began his day with prayer. He prayed during the noon hours of the day, and he ended his day also with prayer. And you know something special happens when we stay committed to praying to God the way he wants us to. A spiritual bridge is formed, and it's called the bridge of trust. Now, trust is not something that we are born with, but it's something that is built and learned over the period of time. Spending and devoting time to prayer provides the repeated and continual contact with God that we need to get to know him and build that relationship. This bridge of trust sets in motion a spiritual progression that will lead to the building up of faith. And the power and the prayerful person develops into a child of faith. So that means we need to have a healthy prayer life if we are ever to walk with God. Now, I'm not going to try to attempt to put a limit on how much time a person should spend in prayer. But I will say this. You may find it hard to build trust, let alone have faith in God, if you do not devote some time to making prayer a top priority. We should give ourselves enough time to sincerely express our thoughts of gratitude and our deepest fears, our anxieties, depressions, sins, and request forgiveness. And this can only come from spending time with our Father in prayer. And even when we are spending time with God in prayer, we must consider how God is always teaching us valuable lessons, such as how to pray fervently and how he wants us to address him as our Father, in whose name we should be praying in Jesus' name, which again serves as a constant reminder as we end or close our prayers that Jesus Christ is indeed our high priest and he intercedes on our behalf. God also teaches us humility in our prayer life as we learn to understand what it means to get down upon our knees and at even times prostrating, paying homage to royalty, showing God that we understand just how high that he is and how low we are. Furthermore, we will learn that in our weaknesses, when we do not know what we should even pray for, we will find that the Spirit itself will make intercession for us, groanings which cannot be uttered. The lessons that God teaches all of us are endless. Over the years, I have come to recognize that when it comes to prayer, we will only get what we put into this gift called prayer. And as times become more perilous, and in this day and age, needless to say, we must all give it 100%. So real quickly, I would like to look at a couple of things to remember before, during, and after when we prayed. Nothing new, just a little bit of food for thought. For our first reminder, we can turn over to Luke 2 and begin at verses 36. That's Luke 2. Verses 36. It says, "There was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, quite a long time, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayer night and day. Anna prayed day and night. And I can only imagine how close Anna felt to God just by incorporating this one simple principle of prayer in her everyday life. If we read over the scripture too fast, as I often have so many times, We can read right over the first point in our first important spiritual gem. Notice in this verse that fasting and prayer are considered a way of serving in the eyes of God, and not merely an exhortation. I would like to read this verse 37 once more. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayer night and day. How many of us have considered prayer as a means of godly service? Not just during Sabbath services, but in your morning prayers at home, or maybe on the job, or in your driveway just before you hit the road, intercessory prayers and so forth. Being equipped with this knowledge, we begin to see how important prayer is to God, and it is a required service for God's people. Jesus Christ instructed us to pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. He also said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem and to pray for God's kingdom to come. All of us can serve in this manner, young and our old. And even as we serve God through the gift of prayer and none done all of these things which are commanded, let us say we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty, what was our service to do. So our first reminder is that prayer is a means of service in the eyes of God. Our second reminder is that we have a loving Father in whom we get a chance to have a direct conversation with. We don't have to go to a confession with a priest and a penitent, which are separated by a curtain inside a little small booth. We can go straight to our Father in heaven because of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. In Matthew 6 and 9, Jesus said, in this manner, therefore, pray, our Father. Now, those words carry great connotation and represent the type of relationship that the Father desires to have with each and every one of us. We don't have to be frightened. We don't have to be intimidated because God loves us, John 3:16. And he would like for us to seek him out. We turn over to Exodus, the 33rd chapter, beginning at verses 8. That's Exodus, the 33rd chapter, beginning at verses 8. It says that as Moses would go out to the tabernacle, all the people would rise and stand in at the entrances of their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. And when Moses went into the tabernacle, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance. While the Lord spoke with Moses, what an awesome spectacle to behold. And whenever the people saw the pillar of the cloud standing at the tabernacle door, they all stood up and worshiped, each at the entrance to their tent. Notice verse 11 of Exodus 33. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. I don't know about you, but for the Lord to speak to you in the same manner he did with Moses would be extremely humbling for any of us. Also fearful, yet at the same time inexpressible in words. Although we have not shared the same glorious experience and interactions that Moses did with the God of the Old Testament, the one who became Jesus Christ in such a close and dynamic manner, we do have a privilege to share the glorious experience of direct access made available through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice, to speak and pour our hearts out to our Father. We have a chance to come before his glorious presence with thanksgiving. We have the privilege to come boldly before the throne of grace in prayer that we may obtain and find grace in time of need. There's an old classic hymn we used to sing when I was just a little child, and it was entitled, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, written by Joseph Scriven. And the first verse went like this, What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And that leads me into our third and final reminder. Prayer is the greatest way to cast off all of your burdens. You know, if a person walks around with a heavy load for a significant amount of time, sooner or later, human nature is going to kick in. Anger, anxiety, depression, worry, and so forth. I would like to look at a quick example of David using this simple but yet effective principle. If we turn over to Psalms 55, we find David crying out to God, and in this psalm about his enemies, we see that David is heavy laden and burdened down, and he gives a heart-rending catalog of personal grief. Psalms 55 and verses 2. Attend to me and hear me. I am restless in my complaint and moan noisily. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they bring down trouble upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. Now, if we drop down to verse 16, we see how David dealt with this burden, this weakness, this of being heavy laden. Verse 16, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening, morning, and noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Again, we see the consistency and continuous building up of trust and faith that comes through prayer. David had the utmost confidence that God would hear his voice. Verse 22, cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. The life of a disciple of Christ can be pretty challenging at times, but thankfully, we do have a way out. Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So our third reminder is that we can use prayer to cast off our burdens. As we conclude, brethren, ask yourselves, have I developed a healthy prayer life? Am I staying close to God the way I should? If not, let's seize this opportunity to introduce a little more prayer into your lives, taking strides to strengthen our relationship with our Father that comes through prayer. We can do this by remembering that prayer is a form of service in the eyes of God, and that we always have direct and open communication to the source, our Father, at any time because of Jesus Christ. And finally, we can use prayer as a means to cast off all of our burdens. We don't have to go around being weighed down with all of that. Again, if you feel a little distant from my Heavenly Father at times, or if you have a hard time developing that trust or believing and having faith in him, then seek him out through prayer. I once heard a minister say that God is not a rewarder of everyone, but he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Prayer is a major component of that peace, if not the key component. May everyone have a wonderful Sabbath.